This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. On the free Odyssey app on 94.1 on your radio and streaming live on YouTube. Every 30 past every hour today, as the Masters launches, no better coverage than right here on the show.
A tradition unlike any other. Ike Reese on the Masters.
Some say not since Ike Juice have I been this prominent on a feature on the show. So, yeah, some are saying that.
Again, please lower your voice.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Man, that's tough to do on radio. Oh, okay. Yes, welcome back to Augusta. Update on the leaderboard. I tell you, there's been movement, Spike. Fritzy, we have a new name on the leaderboard in the top five. A well-known name, Rory McIlroy.
Oh,
Roy's there. He's sitting there three behind the leader in Justin Rose, who just finished up the 14th hole. He's on a par streak, so he's not let Augusta. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, again, you're getting a little too loud, please.
Yeah. He's not letting Augusta.
Yeah, more Nancy.
The pressure get to him.
Yeah.
But Rory is making a move on the back nine. Scheffler has finished his round at -4, so he's sitting in a good position, tied with Corey Connors in second place.
Wow.
So that's pretty good. And I tell you, Spike, Fritzy, you know this. Anytime you look at the leaderboard and you see world ranking top 10, 15
yes.
players on the leaderboard, you know this is going to be a great tournament.
Oh,
so as we're sitting here right now, you see the names up there that you want to see. Tyrell Hatton is making a move, a little bit unknown there. Listen, Aaron Rye, he finished up at 2 under. Don't worry about him.
No interest.
No one trusts him.
More stars.
And I'm keeping an eye on Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, hit all over the place.
You know, listen.
Hit what all over the place?
He can hit.
He's a long ball hitter, man.
Yeah, he's a long ball hitter. He can hit it all over the place.
Okay. He can. He really can. So if I'm looking for anybody from the LIV tournament.
Yes.
Spike, do you know what the LIV tournament is?
I do. The Saudis.
There you go. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
They're
going
to do that to the NBA eventually, too. And they're going to buy an NFL team.
Your league.
Wow.
Here's a little Saudi thing for you.
Hey. A tradition unlike any other. Shut up.
Sorry.
Please back that. Black to Ike.
I appreciate that, though.
Back to Ike.
I tell you, it's a good tournament. Listen, I don't know if anybody's going much lower. I'll see if Justin Rose can hang on to this 6 under on the first day. But it looks like if you get to 2, 3, or 4 under, it's a pretty good day down there at Augusta.
All right.
Yeah, Justin Rose is inevitable again. He did this back in Marion in 2013.
Yeah.
He's a major player.
The next update coming up in an hour.
Yeah. Also, Sergio's outfit looks ridiculous today.
Oh, no.
And I hate Sergio Garcia.
Okay. There we go. What I was saying about the Saudis.
Yeah, you can bring your voice back up now.
Now we're back to regular voices.
Well, keep an eye out for this because team valuations have gotten to a place where there's not as many people who can buy teams anymore.
Mm.
You know, we're having teams of $5 billion, $7 billion, $10 billion. But you know who's interested in sports?
People with a lot of money and can't spend it.
The Saudis.
Ah.
And they basically muscled the PGA Tour.
They did.
And either the NBA, probably not the NFL, but I would bet the NBA at some point allows foreign ownership of one of those teams. And I bet, because what's going to happen is if they don't let them do it, the Saudis are going to go, do you see what happened with golf?
Right, we'll just offer more money.
We're just going to pay every one of your players 10 times what you're paying them.
Yeah.
And we're going to ruin your whole league. Let us buy a team.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be my guess. That would be my guess. Twitter question is...
NBA in more trouble.
Yes, yeah. we'll see. I'll tell you who's not going to... Daryl Morey's not going to be tweeting any anti-Saudi Arabia stuff like he did with China. I can promise you that.
Yes.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply at marks-jewelers.com. Question, should the... This was something that Ike mentioned at the top of the show. We haven't really... discussed very much since, but it is an interesting question. Should the Phillies put Ranger in the bullpen when he gets back and keep Taiwan in the rotation? This has actually shifted a little bit. 60% no, but 40% yes, keeping Taiwan in the starting rotation and putting Ranger in the bullpen.
Man, Saiwan.
Yeah. I actually
like that name, Saiwan.
Yeah, I can't tell. Listen, I like Saiwan. I like Taiwanimus.
But Taiwanimus sounds negative.
Yeah. I know, but it's also the anonymous movement to support Taiwan, okay. But also you don't want to get too far out there because he can make you look really stupid.
Right.
So
right.
And then I like the Taiwanissance, which is the
That's difficult.
Yeah. Well, I know.
I can barely say the other one.
Yeah.
We got to really think about it.
Yes.
That's the issue. And everything, we got to think past 4:30, it's a disaster.
Yeah. Which is why I like Saiwan Walker.
The show, at this point, the show used to unravel at 5:30.
Yes.
Then it moved to 5. And now the show starts to unravel. It started yesterday with Pim right around this time.
Now, I blame one person for that, actually.
Who?
Jake Rosenberg.
He broke our brains.
Yeah, we haven't recovered since.
Yes.
Now, the first 2 hours, we're locked in. Four on's questionable.
215-592-9494. Andrew in Northern Liberties, you're on WIP. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, you might be having people cancel their Bluetooth subscriptions with that voice there. That's crazy.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
They should...
Yeah. Oh, you're saying that alone. You wouldn't even need Bluetooth with Ike sounding so sexy.
Oh, me? I thought he said Spike. Spike and Ike just starts to sound like all the time.
Right.
With Alex Bohm, I mean, looking back to two nights ago, he's top of the ninth, two outs. He's got Schwarber on deck. He's 3-for-3, a double away from the cycle. Second pitch, he gets jammed, then he pops it up. He's playing selfish baseball. He's got to learn to be a team player. If I'm Kevin Long, I'm telling him to keep the bat on his shoulder until he has at least one strike. That's my opinion.
Well, I think them moving him down to 7 and taking him, in a lot of ways out of situations like that where he's worried about who's hitting before him and who's hitting after him, I think is probably an attempt to get him back on track. Would be take the focus off of him a little bit.
We have to do this with Trey. A couple years ago. We had to do this with Trey Turner a couple years ago.
The big question is, does Jack, in the promotion for his book,
we might need to
start a Bohm
ovation? It's getting close.
Yeah.
Again, I'm trying to retire from the ovation game.
I don't know, man.
But if he's given all the signs of needing an ovation, he really is. Yeah. I thought he was going to cry in the ninth. He turned around and gave the old, you guys all know this, but Sutton has an unbelievable pouty face.
Bohm. Well, at least he's only 4 months old.
Yeah. Very similar faces.
Huh.
It worked after he said he hates this place. They stood up for him, so maybe it'll turn him around again.
Yeah, Fritz.
As for the Taiwan and Ranger debate,
yes.
I think why not just go to a 6-man rotation right off the bat? That's what they're gonna do when Taylor comes up.
No, because Wheeler doesn't like that.
But they can keep Wheeler on a 5-day if they want.
We still got enough days off to move guys around.
Well, no, you can keep him on his regular rest and extend someone else. Like if you can,
you can keep
him and then move back someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just move everybody else around. But give them both starts.
Well,
just a tryout for them. So
I guess the issue with that, Andrew, would be if they weren't short in the bullpen, that would be an easier conversation.
Right.
But one thing that Ike said when we brought it up is, look, you could kill two birds with one stone here and keep keep your starter and also bolster your bullpen by putting Ranger in there. I think, give us the food you can't live without, Andrew.
Yeah, that is very true. And I mean, in my opinion, they need to name roles in the bullpen. Like having this, you know, who's your closer, things like that. They need to name a guy. I mean,
Alvarado's the closer.
It'd be Alvarado. Yeah, but they have Romano coming in to close games. He's an absolute disaster. I think they just need to have it.
Well, let me ask you this on the naming a closer thing. And I know people say this all the time, and I get it. But what about, let's say, the 3-4-5 guys are up in the eighth. Like, would you not want to use your best reliever in that situation? If your best reliever is your closer, right?
That's my question. Who would you say is our best reliever?
Because I think it's Alvarado.
Yeah, I agree. But, I mean, why not put him in, like, no matter what? Are you saying in the eighth?
Well, I'm saying, like, sometimes you want to use him earlier because you might not get to the ninth of the lead,
right,
and you want to use your best arm in the eighth. Like, in a perfect world, you have a lockdown closer, and then you can use Alvarado earlier. It's just like this whole idea of they need to name a closer. Well, then why? I mean, you can use Alvarado early and have Kirkering against the bottom portion of the lineup.
I mean, yeah, I guess every situation is different, but I mean, I trust Strom in that situation more than Romano.
Romano, Andrew, thank you for the call. Romano's not the closer. Yeah, I mean, they were talking about him being the closer. Having a closer only works, by the way, if you also have a setup guy or two setup guys.
Yep.
Because then Jack's counter, which is a good one, is not part of it, because you have an eighth inning guy, a setup guy or whatever, that you really trust the same way that you trust a reliever. But if you don't, and Jack makes a good point, if it's a 3-2 game and you're facing the top of the Dodgers order or the meat of the Dodgers order in the eighth inning, why do you not want to throw your best reliever in the eighth inning as opposed to the ninth inning if you don't have a setup guy?
Well, and also in the situation where Romano pitched, which was last Friday, and JT had to throw him out, and Alvarado had been used 3 out of 4 days and he was unavailable.
Right.
Which is also, that happens during a baseball season.
Right. Well, and Alvarado is he's a throw a lot of pitchman.
Yeah.
You know, like, and he,
listen, you're most likely walking a tightrope with any reliever.
Yes.
Dude.
What's up?
I had that game as a loss last night. When he got the 30 pitches.
Yep. First and third.
I'm like, dude, we see where this is going.
Well, last night was, Jose Ruiz, they tried to sneak 2 innings out of him. Joe Ross, and they brought Alvarado back out. First time he's pitched multiple innings in like a year and a half.
So Amon-Ra St. Brown was on Kevin Hart's podcast where they sit in a cold tub.
And sounds relaxing. Do you do that to your podcast guests?
Put him in a cold tub?
Sit in a cold tub.
You're going to do that with Maury when he comes on this year?
Oh, dude, that would be funny. I make him sit in a cold tub.
Yeah.
I'm too scared of a cold tub to do it myself. I'm terrified.
Oh,
you do the polar plunge.
I did, and
it's
terrible. I mean, it's a great experience.
Seems
great
like you
cause,
hate charity.
But no, you don't have to lie. It's terrible.
The Special Olympics is great.
It's a great cause.
It's terrible.
Yes. Yes. You kidding me, man?
Yeah. It might be great for your bones. You know what? I want a friggin' sauna. That's what I want.
Wow. A little sauna, and then would you do the cold plunge?
I just want sauna. I'm not a steam room guy. I'm a sauna guy.
You and Herb.
Yeah. So Amon-Ra St. Brown was in the cold tub or whatever with Kevin Hart, and he had this to say about the Eagles.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Hopefully we play you guys week one.
Oh, is that your wish?
It is.
Well, guess what? I'm going to make a call. You want us, you got us. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. And I'm sorry.
Amon Ross St. Brown wants the Eagles on Thursday Night Football as the Eagles kick off the season. It looks like the schedule will be out in May,
yeah.
And we don't know. That is one of the rumors that has floated out there. We've heard the Bears. We've heard Commanders.
And the Rams.
The Rams, yeah, as well.
I'm thinking Rams now. I was thinking Commanders or Detroit at first, but they played the Rams in the playoffs, and it was a close game.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
If we play the Rams, we're starting off 0-1.
Oh, you are. Really?
Yeah.
You are perpetually afraid of the Rams.
I am. I have a great respect for the Rams. I did last year. And I think ultimately, even though I wasn't right that I bet that they would win the NFC.
Yeah.
They were.
Well, you didn't want to be right.
Yeah. They were good. I mean, that was a good football team.
And remember, their guys were injured like the first 6 or 7 weeks of the season.
And they're going to want revenge. They feel like that game was stolen from them. I have a friend who knows some in the organization.
And this is where McVay is a good coach.
Yeah.
He's using that.
Yes.
As their offseason motivation.
Yes.
These were guys won the Super Bowl, and we should have beaten those guys. Like, we had them there on the ropes.
And we'll be a little fat that day, you know, a little happy. And they will be pissed off.
And they got Devontae Adams.
They do. They do. And Stafford got himself a new deal there.
So I may not want the Rams first game.
I'd rather have the Lions.
Yeah, I may not want the Rams.
I'd rather have the Lions. I'd rather have the Bears. The Rams are the team I don't want to see.
So here's the thing with the Lions.
Yeah.
He's coming off as, we were better than the Eagles. We didn't get a chance to play them.
Yeah. Well, you lost by three touchdowns.
to the team that we beat obliterated. By three touchdowns, yes. But that's what this sort of seems like. Yeah, I want the Eagles.
Yeah, well.
Because
we'll
maybe see. Detroit, man, they probably felt like they were the best team in the league
all year. And I'm sure it was frustrating. The injury thing was frustrating to them. It had to be, you know.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, Andrew?
All right, here it is, the Okay, Andrew draft report.
So, we got a guy out of Notre Dame coming in as a sleeper of this draft, and I think the Eagles could definitely snag him, Xavier Watts. Safety converted from a wide receiver coming into Notre Dame. His last 2 years were none less than spectacular. 13 interceptions combined, and a unanimous All-American 2 years ago, consensus All-American last year, and he won the Defensive Player of the Year in 2023. This guy, man, on film, lights your eyes up with great ball hawk ability, playing chess, not checkers, and some would call him Captain America, defensive weapon on that Eagles defensive secondary right next to Reed Blankenship, making plays, going down in the box. He fills the lane, fills gaps, makes tackles, and I think that he's one of the smartest players in the draft, being a five-year guy, playing in the playoffs, playing against the big teams, and I think he can make a real difference as one of the biggest sleepers in this draft.
Hold on, man. A five-year guy? He's like 26 years old. We can't draft five-year guys.
Day one starter can make a giant impact in the league. I don't care how old he is.
I don't even know his name. What's his name again?
Xavier Watts.
Okay, all right. And where did he go to school again? I already forgot.
Notre Dame.
Soft school.
Ike, what do you think of this guy? Do you know who he is at all?
Yeah, I know who he is. Not a day one guy.
Oh, you don't think?
No, he's probably a second or third round guy.
Okay.
I don't see the Eagles at 32 taking him. Good safety. One of those sort of guys, don't mind playing physical, get down in the box, makes tackles. Played at a big-time program, played in big-time games. Unlike Fritzy there, I'm not worried about the fact he's a little older because you know what? Nowadays, I mean, listen, it's great when a 21-year-old can step right in onto the NFL field and play. That doesn't happen very often.
What?
You get a guy a little older, his body's a little more ready to do it, and at 23, that's still not old.
Yeah, and this is not, if you get 8 years out of this guy.
That's a full career.
Fine. Yeah. We're talking about trading two first-round picks for T.J. Watt,
yeah,
who's 30.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, if the guy's good enough, he's good enough. I think the NBA used to focus on that a lot.
A lot,
and
they did.
And
yeah,
I think a little less now. I think, you know, the more complete players that mm-hmm. come out a little bit later, I think they've loosened on that a little
yeah.
bit, you know.
And actually they need to, not to disrupt your segment here, okay, Andrew, but with NIL money, guys who aren't lottery picks, they're staying in school longer.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Andrew, did you have a comment on caller crime?
So I think there's a guy in the studio stirring up a bit of drama between the callers.
Oh.
Some know him as Hawk Tua. But
I didn't even do anything
earlier on the show.
First off, I gave you compliments yesterday.
No, they were backhanded compliments.
They were never. I would never do that.
You did.
Hey, Zach.
Shut
up. Stand on business. Stand on business. Maybe stick to baseball or vary your knowledge in college football.
Whoa! Stick to baseball and stand on business. Who got a backbone in OK Andrew?
Hey,
how's your leadoff hitter take?
If you want to do a debate between me and other callers, go ahead. But I don't think Chuck needs to bring up caller's names when he calls in every 2 weeks. I mean, he's a great caller. He's an OG, but
wow.
I mean, dude, step up your game if it's going to be all about you during your call.
Whoa!
Wow!
Did Andrew just take a shot at Chuck?
Who put a battery in his back?
Wow! Hey, stock up!
I do respect him. Love the guy. Brings energy.
Stand on business, okay?
Stand on business. Toughen up a little bit.
Stand on business.
I said what I said. I mean, we can have a debate. We can have a good sports debate. Not an ego debate, but a sports debate about things. And
Wow, a showdown.
Wow,
a gentleman.
Okay,
wow.
Andrew.
That's a great call by you.
I forgot Chuck did the whole stock up and stock down.
Yes.
Okay, Andrew.
Brought race into it.
Yes.
Love when that happens.
Can't insult a guy like okay with that. Wow. Okay, a debate.
And I did forget that I did say that okay Andrew's bar is really low to climb over.
Yes.
Yeah, that's maybe why
he
guys back
it.
Up
yes,
a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he heard it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I'd never expected OK Andrew to pick a fight with any of these guys.
Yeah.
Wow. How long before Chuck calls again?
He's probably already texting me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack, what do we have coming up in the top five at five?
It's a good one. The most ridiculous things I've heard on the morning show this week.
Oh.
Oh, he's picking on the morning show.
Well, number one was maybe the most insane audio. Like, they're so disconnected from reality on the morning show.
Wow.
And Ike pointed it out. I found it.
Okay.
It is ridiculous.
You heard it, didn't you? Yeah.
They live on another planet.
Really?
In that morning show.
I did not hear this.
Yeah,
I don't know any of this.
Yeah.
So
he's right.
That's coming up next. So that's the top five of five. If you were to do a top five of five of the things that make you really good at sex, what would be number one?
Well, probably
Blue Chew.
There it is.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, lock in.
I think you wanted a real answer.
No.
Yeah, that is a real answer.
Well, it is a real answer. I'm just saying, like, that's obviously the most important
thing. Come on, lock in, Jack. Tell me some good things about Blue Chew.
It's made in the USA.
It is.
Which means no tariffs.
Also, cheaper. Shipped directly to you. Tell me some other good things about Blue Chew.
Well, listen, obviously the same core ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Staxin.
And Levitra, yes. Wow, look at you.
Good memory.
You got one other good thing for me here?
It makes you...
Well, it's...
Yep,
it's
that's the goal.
Blue Chew, so it's...
It's chewable.
There you go.
Look at Coach coaching you through it,
and
man.
We're getting to 5 o'clock, which means you're probably getting in the car. You need to shoot that text, or you get the text sent to you.
Yep.
And you're like, showtime. Maybe nothing's showing up down there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Bang, Blue Chew.
Yes. She sends you the eyes emoji, mm-hmm. and then you send her the eggplant emoji.
Have you ever sent that before?
No.
Where did that come from, by the way?
I have no idea. I don't understand the reference. I don't. I just know.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know.
I don't know why I'm looking at you.
You want me to say
I
sent the
egg. Well, you kind of look like and your mic head's purple.
It is.
So this is an eggplant? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, people are asking questions.
A Blue Chew is chewable. It enhances your performance. Mm-hmm. It makes you more confident, makes her happier. Then you, in turn, are more confident, and she is happier, and confidence and happiness and everything is great.
Yes.
It's all online, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office. You don't have to go to a pharmacy. Nope. None of that stuff. It's all just online. And thanks to the WIP Afternoon Show, we had a meeting, Jack and I, and we said, how do we get them to try Blue Chew for the first time to hear what we're talking about? First month free on us.
We'll take care of it.
We are paying for it. Just use code 94 at checkout. You get first month for free. You only pay shipping, $5. Then it arrives in the mailbox in a discreet and hard package, and you can
chew it and do it.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.